But when teams learn how to win late, that's probably the most important ingredient to confidence and to being successful long term. So Seattle comes through without Sean Alexander. They may have him back in a week or two. But Deion Branch now is beginning to come into that offense. 6 receptions, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. Len Dawson, do you think that perhaps this was a blessing in disguise for Seattle, that when they get Sean Alexander back, their offense will have more dimension to it, and the same kind of situation that happened in, shall we say, in that Chicago game, when they seemed to be at a loss, would not happen again?
Well, I hate to see anybody get hurt. I don't know how you could be better if an outstanding runner like Sean Alexander is out of there. I think it was going to help. Now, is he going to be at what strength when he comes back? That's the problem. Is he going to just pick up where he left off? I don't know. It's probably going to take him some time to get acclimated now to game situations. But he's a veteran, so it shouldn't take very long. But, you know, with Branch in there, that only adds to the artillery that they have. And to use that artillery, it gives the defenses more things to be concerned about. And the more things that you can have the defense concerned about, the better opportunity you have to put points on the board. So with Seattle, you know, the thing that would impress me last year that I didn't see them that much was they had a good defense last year. I wasn't aware of that to go along with that offense. And I know that they're coming to Kansas City after this week. They're going to play, Kansas City will play San Diego, and then Seattle's coming to town after that. So I'll find out more about that team then.
And we certainly will find out if Kansas City still has some punch.